Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jake and I bonded over diving. We love diving. We got our diving licenses together. And one day we were on vacation and he was like, Mil, you got to be up at 8 a.m. We're going on a dive. And I was like, 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Dive? Like, what
it's
are
vacation,
we?
Vacation, yeah.
And he's telling me, like, we're going to the same spot we usually go to. I'm like, it's boring. Let's go somewhere new. He's like, no, we have to go to this spot. So we go under and we're like many meters down. And he gives me like a shell and I like turn it over and it's a ring. And I was like, and I like looked at him and he was like, and I was like, because this means up. I want to go up.
So you can't.
So that technically would mean like a no, I don't want to marry you. I want to go up.
So you can't. You got to make a quick decision.
Hope you see the best in me. Dive in London next to me. Hold our breath and we can go down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Jared the Diver Guy, and Casey the Tobacco Nut. And it's time to add some class to this crew. We got Megan Heaney Greer, who's representing Yay. Explorer Ventures, among many other things. In her
That would be
world-class.
One beauty and five beasts.
I think he's got his math wrong.
I beg the differ. I'm beautiful.
And there's actually six of us, I think. But nobody's keeping
count. CJ, but I don't see CJ, so I didn't.
It's
for
right.
the best.
Good cover. Way to save it there, Casey. Anyway, other than the back to school end that our crew needs, Megan, welcome. And glad to have you along. So I wanted to bring you on. If nothing else, first we got to cover some of the things that Explorer Ventures Liveaboards is doing right now, because you guys are running a big, big sale, right?
Yeah,
is it even called
right.
a sale, or what is it called exactly?
This is called the Year of Savings. So it's an annual event yep. with the best savings of the year. And we just had our full release starting tomorrow. So, so this is kind of, you know, hot off the presses, so to speak.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's coming out tomorrow, and you can get some amazing deals. Especially there's like a I'll let you in on it. There's uh-huh. like a best value alert with the Galapagos on a couple trips coming
Ooh.
Up with some really big savings.
All
yeah.
Right.
So you gotta, and if you're not signed up for the newsletter, you definitely should be signed up for the newsletter. You just go over to exploreventures.com. So exploreventures.com and sign up for our newsletter there, and you'll be among the first to know when
That's right.
these all launch.
Yeah, you want to get
the newsletter.
On this.
I get the newsletter.
So you already knew about the deal on the Galapagos? Sir,
no, it comes out tomorrow.
It comes out
How
tomorrow.
He?
Yes.
Listen, Greg.
Yeah,
I was paying attention.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on, Greg. You got to keep up.
I'm
you know?
Trying. This crew moves way too fast for me sometimes.
Don't blame us.
Yeah,
actually, never.
Because you're old, Greg.
That was a fluke. Anywho, yeah. So maybe deals on the Galapagos, but really across
yeah,
the entire
well, across the fleet. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. It's going to be across the fleet. And there's some really great deals in the Caribbean and Galapagos. And I mean, we're all over the world. So we have Indonesia,
right.
and we have Turks and Caicos
and actually,
and
you know, Megan, I don't know if Megan even knows this, but we have been yeah. having discussions with the crew there at Explorer Ventures about going to Indonesia this year. Did you know this?
Nice.
So
I did.
So okay.
I caught wind of that.
She heard. She heard. Yeah. So we might do Indonesia.
She's
we might
in the know. Greg.
We might do Turks and Caicos. That's kind of on the radar. We're just working out the weeks and the time of year and that kind of thing right now. So
yeah, very
we'll have
cool.
that announcement soon enough. When
All
we
right.
get that
well,
locked
keep me
down.
Posted too, because you never know. Just
yes.
in case I miss the memo.
Well,
sign up for the newsletter and you'll know, always know.
Yeah, I better go sign up for my newsletter. My
yeah,
yeah she's right?
Also, Kirk Johnson's keeping everybody on the ball here.
That's
I appreciate
right.
that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
So, yeah, I mean, do you have any plans diving-wise in that regard on your radar over 2026, Megan? Or are you still kind of planning
don't
mode too.
Yet at the moment, yep. But that does not mean it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So soon come, soon come. Yeah, I'll definitely be getting out there at some point this year.
Yeah, of course.
Coming up, but not
and
sure.
I know
not sure on the destination either. I want to go to all of them.
Well, exactly. So. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
You like can't
have a good
go
wrong, time.
You know.
So true. But I know you get a lot of the dive reports from the people that go on Explore Adventure liveaboards and then some of them you guys share on your social media channels and Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. As a lot of that does kind of pass through your desk, doesn't it? And you see some of these reports of them swimming with the whale sharks or whatever. I think I saw something recently on
Facebook. Oh, yeah. And
Facebook.
I'll tell you what, the Galapagos that like completely bizarre this year. There have been so many more mola. There's been like some people are seeing like over 20 a day over there.
Mola is like
that
the giant sunfish.
It's the sunfish.
Yeah.
It's like a queen mattress with fins on the top and bottom.
Yeah,
right.
It's
like,
really
the
weird.
Weirdest looking thing. And this one video that came through, I just kept rewatching it because it's giant eyeball. You could just see it like pivoting in the side. It was just like, they're like,
who
aliens.
Are these weird people floating around me?
Yeah, it's like, what are these bubble makers over here? But yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
so that was
a lot of activity down in the Galapagos, and yeah. I mean, all over, right? Like all of the different destinations that Explore Adventures fleet is in. We have a lot, like Turks and Caicos, as we know, since
right.
we did that trip together with all mm-hmm. the sharks and wall yep. diving and everything. And if you
have they documented any aliens?
Oh, yeah. We're working
aliens
on
aliens yet, except for the Mola Mola.
The only one that has documented aliens on Explore Ventures has been Greg.
Yeah, I actually, Megan doesn't even know this, but I did on a trip to Ceiba, I saw an underwater vehicle swim through our wake as we were cruising around the island of Ceiba. On
Megan, just shake your head and agree with him, and we can move on from that craziness.
No, it's the truth. You never know. They didn't.
They called stingrays.
How far after happy hour was that?
it was early in the day. I had not had a drink.
Whoa! I thought this was an evening time.
No, it was
dark.
Middle of the day.
You said you seen
no,
the light.
No.
By.
You don't.
You said
listen.
You saw the lights go underneath the boat and all that stuff.
I said I was standing on the back. I was on the transom and we were cruising
Gregory.
Around the island of Ceiba in the middle of the day. And I was watching the wake, just glancing out over the water, and it was bright and sunny. And all of a sudden I see this bright flash go like about 10 feet under the water, under our wake of the boat.
That's not the story we were
told. That was a dolphin.
Wrong!
Mermaids. Obviously mermaids.
No,
we were told it was at night, and this light came from the horizon and went under the boat.
And then he lost 10 minutes of time, and he felt a little strange afterwards.
It was just Starlink. Don't worry.
It was Starlink. I'm telling you, Megan, it happened.
Like a bad game of telephone.
And you got to understand this crew I have, this Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, they're otherwise known as liars. So just for
whatever.
Note to self.
I think
yeah, you saw UFO, but we're the liars.
To know that I don't lie.
I've hung out with all you guys enough to know.
To block it out.
Things. Yeah.
To have PTSD.
Like, no.
Well,
damn,
good stuff.
I got to go the other way.
Nah, I love you guys.
Run. Yes. Well, back at you, Megan. And I do appreciate you bringing a little class to this crew. God
hey,
knows
you know,
we
I do
it.
What I can.
Yes.
Got to take one
you
for
do
the
it
team,
well.
You know?
You do it very well. You do good work for Explore Ventures. And yeah, hopefully maybe on one of those trips this year, we can have you on with us. I mean, after this little encounter, she may say, make sure you don't book the same wake that those guys are going to be on board. But
keep the aliens at home, right?
Yeah, well.
She's looking. Oh, that one's all booked up, Greg.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, that one's all booked up, too. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got prior engagements.
All right, but don't let that scare you away. Go book it. You'll thank us later. ExploreVentures.com.
Absolutely.
1-800-322-3577. That is the number to call them up. And just say you want to go dive with Mola Molas, sunfish, whatever the case may be. They'll take care of you, and you'll save some big money. Right now. Megan, have a great day. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks. You guys
Bye.
Too. See you
All
later.
Right.
Bye,
we got
Megan.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.